Well, parking decks or shopping centers. Shopping. No, it wouldn't be shopping centers because you park by the shopping centers.
Mm-hmm.
Parking decks, I reckon.
The multi-level ones are
parking decks.
All right. What are the tallest, largest buildings in town? And we need a general term here, not a.
You mean the names of them?
No, not specific names. Just what do you call
multi-story buildings?
Uh-huh. All right. If it was an apartment building, what would that be called?
The apartment building.
Okay. No particular name for those real super tall ones?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
The new individual living quarters in these apartments, they call them. I can't think of the name of them.
What do you call those? I guess we'll get to that. What do you call those little passageways that go between buildings in large cities? That you might.
Malls?
Or that you might drive between. They're small little roads, very small roads, where buildings are closely packed together in the city.
Alleyway?
What do you call an area where something has been torn down and it's nothing has replaced it? There's just nothing there. What do you call that?
That's like those apartments. urban renewal places. Where it's been torn down and not replaced.
Or you might call it a blank lot.
Yeah, vacant lot.
Okay. What is the place where you get a drink of water in a public building? What do you call that?
Fountain.
All right. And now the next question is just to name a number of general names for different kinds of cars and trucks, not brand names, but general styles of cars and trucks.
Well, the economy car they call now,
mm-hmm.
and the medium-sized cars,
mm-hmm.
and trucks, and the big cars.
All right. What about the design, like?
Well, there's 2 doors, 4 doors,
mm-hmm.
limousines. And then the trucks is anything from a quarter ton on up to the big super jobs, they call them.
What do you call those kinds of cars? A lot of people with large families buy that have a lot of.
Station wagon.
All right.
A van. Bus.
All right.
Suburban bus.
And maybe you remember back in the 30s and 40s, they had. Cars with seats in the back on the outside.
Rumble seats?
Uh-huh.
I never heard of them.
And then there were cars that you could take the top down on. What were those called?
Convertible.
And how about the kinds of delivery trucks that a lot of small businesses use? What do you call
them? Vans.
How about the kinds of small trucks that farmers might use for
pickups?
And
you're in style now when you have a pickup.
That's right.
So they claim.
What do you call that part of the car where the you have a speedometer and probably your heat?
Dashboard.
All right. And what about the place over usually on the right side of the dashboard where you put maps and things like that?